Chapter 68. Ron was standing in the main office on the first floor of Jersey Catholic. He'd never been here before. The female clerk said, "What is it?" Her tone wasn't hostile, just businesslike. "I need an elevator pass," said Ron. He offered up the note from the doctor's prescription pad. She read it. Ron watched her hands and then her face. "One moment." Her tone was clipped and she turned away from the counter to prepare the pass. Elevators were reserved for faculty and those students who had incurred some form of injury that would grant them a temporary privilege. Anyone requiring that privilege on a continual basis was not considered for admission. Brother Kelly was the school principal. He made a point of delivering each elevator pass personally. The elevators were old and elegant, and Kelly wished to keep their usage to a minimum. "What seems to be the problem with you, Ronald Tuck?" Kelly glanced down at the card to be sure of the name as he spoke it. "I hurt my knee. The doctor says that I shouldn't climb stairs." "And how did you hurt your knee?" "I'm on the football team," said Ron. Kelly handed Ron the signed pass. "Let's hope your recovery is speedy, Ronald Tuck." The elevators had steel grates that slid closed, and Ron stood towards the back, trying not to be conspicuous as he rode up to his floor. Teachers got on and then got off. Some of them eyed him suspiciously. Ron fought the urge to hold up his pass each time one of them looked at him. In the class, he found that the position into which the one-piece desk molded him was uncomfortable. He could bend it far enough to put his foot on the floor, but after a few minutes, it began to throb. He'd tried sliding down and extending his legs until they straightened. Then that became uncomfortable, and he tried sitting up again. It was this progression of positions that filled his next few hours. Because he had missed 3 days of school, he was behind with everything. As his assignments mounted, so did his sense of panic. By lunchtime, he was depressed and anxious. He got into the elevator while some students walked quickly past him. He could hear their feet going down the stairs quickly, the way that he used to be able to go down the stairs. In the lunchroom, he tried to avoid being jostled. Dr. Polino had wrapped his knee in an ace bandage, and when he tried to do it, it had creases. All of the sliding and straightening had made the creases worse, and now they dug into the back of his knee. They made it sore and impossible for him to think about anything other than his knee. When Brother Delbin asked him to conjugate the verb to carry, Ron explained that he had been absent. Delbin walked over to him and rapped his knuckles down on top of Ron's head. He recited the first three variations of the verb, accenting each part of the recitation with a rap on the top of Ron's head with his knuckles. Ron closed his eyes and waited for Delbin to finish. Now there was a throb on top of his head, and he fought the urge to rub it. He stared at the clock, wishing that by some miracle it would move more quickly. But it didn't. By the time he climbed the stairs to his apartment, his leg was throbbing, and his knee had swollen up again and was hot. With some effort, he got his shoes off and pulled his pants down and unwrapped the badly creased ace bandage. His leg felt better after he took the bandage off, like it could breathe. Why did everything that the doctor told him to do make his knee hurt worse? Ron tried to think of something to look forward to, but he couldn't. The tension of this was building inside of him, and he had no way to get it out. He lay on his bed, turned on his radio. The End of the World was playing. He closed his eyes as Blue Velvet played, and then he was asleep.